Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Dr. John Diamond. This is the show America Unhinged, where we are fervently patriotic and unapologetically Christian. If you're watching us live, it is 5/4/23, and we are live on Brighteon TV. Please share Brighteon.tv with everybody that you know. You could also go to my website, AmericaUnhingedRadio.com, and we have the live stream all day long for Brighteon TV over there on my webpage. Please at least download that free ebook, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. It's available on PDF and on audio. It is being received very highly by some high-ranking government officials. Other scholars are really starting to understand the importance of the Appeal to Heaven and the Appeal to Heaven prayer, and how we can use it to end the tyranny that we're presently facing. So we got a great show today. We're going to be talking propaganda, and we'll be right back after this break.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com. The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform. by shopping at brightionstore.com.
Hi, I'm Titus.
I'm Isaac.
We are the Smith Bros, and we love Uncensored Truth, which is why you need to be with Brighteon TV. They're so awesome. Go to Brighteon TV right now.
Right now.
Hey, I'm Clay Clark. We're live here at the Reawaken America Tour. We're getting set up. We're getting ready to accommodate thousands and thousands of people. We're turning every square inch of this facility into seating capacity. It's going to be 100% sold out, and you can watch live on Brighteon TV. That's Brighteon TV. Thank you, Mike Adams.
I'm Chris Edelkamp with AmpNews.us. I love Uncensored Truth with Brighteon TV.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging, works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our communities safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. Apologize for the delay. We're apparently having some issues with the Skype feed. But we have a video that I want to show you. Two of our guests can't get in, and they're actually coming from different locations. So we know that it's a technical issue with Skype. I wanted to show you a video. We've been talking about propaganda, and there was a video that was released not too long ago where a journalist came out and basically said, we're paid to lie to you. And this is what we're seeing with Tucker Carlson and being kicked off Fox. The rise of the alternative media is what we really need. So we're going to go ahead and play you this video real quick.
I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. Not to tell the truth to the public. Not to tell the truth to the public. I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now, within the last months, how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia, this is a point of no return, and I'm going to stand up and say it is not right what I have done in the past to manipulate people, to make propaganda against Russia, and it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. They are bribed. The reason writing this book was that I am very fearful of a new war in Europe, and I don't like to have this situation again, because war is never coming from itself. There is always people behind it to push for war, and this is not only politicians, this is journalists too. And I just have written in the book how we have betrayed in the past our readers just to push for war, and because I don't want this anymore. I'm fed up with this propaganda. We live in a banana republic and not in a democratic country where we have press freedom, where we have human rights. If you see the German media, especially my colleagues who day by day write against the Russians, who are in transatlantic organizations and who are supported by the United States to do so, well, people like me, I became honorary citizen of the state of Oklahoma in the United States. Just why? Just because I write pro-American. I wrote pro-American. I was supported by the Central Intelligence Agency, by the CIA. Why? Because I should be pro-American. I'm fed up with it. I don't want to do it anymore. And so I've just written a book not to earn money. No, it will cause a lot of trouble for me, just to give the people in this country, in Germany, in Europe, and all over the world, just to give them a glimpse of a view what goes up behind the closed doors.
One of the hopeful things that I've discovered is that nearly every war that has started in the past 50 years has been a result of media lies. The media could have stopped it if they had searched deep enough. If they hadn't reprinted government propaganda, they could have stopped it. But what does that mean? Well, that means basically populations don't like wars. And populations have to be fooled into wars. Populations don't willingly and with open eyes go into a war. So if we have a good media environment, then we'll also have a peaceful environment. Our number one enemy is ignorance. And I believe that is the number one enemy of everyone, is not understanding what is actually going on in the world. It's only when you start to understand that you can make effective decisions and effective plans. Now, the question is, who is promoting ignorance? Well, those organizations that try to keep things secret, and those organizations which distort true information to make it false, misrepresentative. In this latter category, it is bad media. It really is my opinion that the media in general are so bad, we have to question whether the world wouldn't be better off without them altogether. There's some very, very fine journalists, and we work with many of them, and some fine media organizations, but the vast majority are awful and are so distortive to how the world actually is.
About my experience as being the crisis manager, the flu commissioner for Belgium, and highlighting the communication aspects there. And then you have one opportunity to do it right. I mean, day one is so important. In day one, you start your communication with the press, with the people, and you have to do it right. I mean, you have to go for one voice, one message. In Belgium, they chose to appoint a non-politician to do that. I mean, I have no party affiliations, and that makes things a little bit, at that time at least, a little bit easier, because you're not attacked politically, majority, minority, that doesn't come into play, and that was a huge advantage. The second advantage is that you can play in Brussels the complete naive guy, and get a lot more done than you would otherwise be able to do. You can play in Brussels the complete naive guy. You have to be omnipresent that first day or the first days, so that you attract the media attention. You make an agreement with them that you will tell them all, and if they call, you will pick up the phone. When you do that, then you can profit from these early days to get complete carpet coverage of the field, and they're not going to search for alternative voices there. And they're not going to search for alternative voices there. And if you do that, that makes things a lot easier. And then you have to say, okay, well, we will have H1N1 deaths. Of course, that would be unavoidable. I used there Sir Donaldson's quote, where he said that in the UK, by the peak of the epidemic, 40 people would die per day at the end of the summer. So 62 at that time, million people in UK, 40 deaths a day. I worked it out for Belgium. That would be 7 deaths a day at the peak of the epidemic. I used that in the media. Seven Belgian flu deaths per day at the peak of the epidemic would be realistic. That is true in every year, even interpandemically. That is very, very conservative. However, talking about fatalities is important, because when you say that, people say, wow, what do you mean? People die because of influenza? And that was a necessary step to take. And then, of course, a couple of days later, you had the first H1N1 death in the country, and the scene was set and it was already talked about. And then you had to pick who is going to be vaccinated first. And then, well, women and children first, whatever. Well, women and children first, whatever. I mean, risk groups, they were important. And then I misused the fact that, and then I misused the fact that the top football soccer clubs in Belgium inappropriately and against all agreements vaccinated their they made their soccer players priority people. So I said, I can use that. because if the population really believes that this vaccine is so desirable that even the soccer players would be dishonest to get their vaccine, I said, okay, I can play with that. So I made a big fuss about this. I can play with that. So I made a big fuss about this. This is Van Ranst is raving mad. but it worked.
COVID, gangbusters are the greatest, right? Which is why we constantly have the death toll on the side, which I have a major problem with, that we're tallying how many people die every day. Because I'd even look at it and be like, let's make it higher. Like, why isn't it high enough, you know, today? Like, it would make our point better if it was higher. And I'm like, what am I rallying for? That's a problem.
Yeah.
We're doing that, you know? Like, the special red phone ringer.
Yeah.
And they pick it up. And it's like the head of the network being like, there's nothing that you're doing right now that makes me want to stick. Put the numbers back up, because that's the most enticing thing that we have. So put it back up. So, like, things like that are constantly talked about.
There's no such thing as unbiased news. Any reporter on CNN,
okay.
What they're actually doing is they're telling the person what to say. It's always like leading them in a direction before they even open their mouth. And the only people that we will have on the air, for the most part, are people that have a proven track record of taking the bait. And the only people that we will have on the air are people that have a proven track record of taking the bait.
We want to find a way of ramping this up even beyond the end of the lockdown. And I don't know when the lockdown will end. Some people are saying the 16th of April, but when we announced it, I didn't say what year it will end. I just...
In een opwelling heb ik toen werd ik gebeld en in een opwelling heb ik wel gezegd, luister eens, we kunnen ook Wilders premier maken als je dat wilt, hè? Dus je doet het via ons voortaan. Ja, misschien moet je dit niet onthullen, maar dit is wel een beetje hoe het gaat. Luister eens, we kunnen ook Wilders premier maken als je dat wilt, hè? Dus je doet het via ons voortaan. Ja, misschien moet je dit niet onthullen, maar dit is wel een beetje hoe het gaat.
That once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate, global warming, and
it's going to be our focus. Like our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
What does that look like?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I have a feeling it's just going to be like constantly showing videos of like decline and ice and weather warming up and like the effects it's having on the economy. And really
kind of
head of the network, like just.
Who's that? Is that Zucker?
Zucker, yeah. I imagine that he's got his counsel and they've all like discussed like where they think.
So that's like the next
pandemic-like story, like that will be to death. But that one's got longevity. You know what I mean? It's not like climate is going to take years. So they'll probably be able to milk that for quite a bit. You know?
So climate change overload.
Be prepared. It's coming.
Do you think it's going to be just like a lot of like fear, like climate?
Yeah, fear sells.
Do you think it's going to be just like a lot of like fear, like climate?
Yeah, fear sells.
Shopping for this holiday season. It's okay, you can admit it if you've bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
Well, it's okay, you can admit it if you have bought an item or two or maybe 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. You've bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it if you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it if you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it if you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it, Todd. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you brought an item or two or maybe 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought one or two or maybe three or four, maybe even 10 items for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or maybe 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought maybe an item or two or 10 for yourself.
Is it okay? You can admit it. If you bought an item or two or three or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you brought an item or two or 10 for you.
It's okay. You can admit it.
If you've bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10. Say for yourself.
It's okay. Admit it. If you bought an item or two or 10 for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. If you bought yourself one or two or 10 things for yourself, because a lot of people do it.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Thank you.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today. Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. If that video kind of opened your eyes, and hopefully you don't need your eyes open if you're watching Brighty on TV, I would ask you to do two things. Go to AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. I have one of my featured video is media, and a show I did on media probably 2 years ago, just showing you that this is a mockingbird media. They're all saying the exact same thing. None of them can be trusted. Nobody that's owned by any corporation essentially can be trusted. Also, go to my Rumble on my website, AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. It'll say subscribe to our Rumble channel. That video is over on my Rumble channel. Please share that with as many people as you can. Share it at your church. Share it wherever you can get it, because we need to wake up. They're trying to push us into war. Easiest way, they tried to kill everybody with the COVID shot, and a lot of people didn't believe that. So now their next thing is climate change and war, and they're going to use the media to do it. So you better wake up real quick and not pretty much believe anything you hear from the mainstream media. One of the litmus tests I guess I use is I watch the news and just assume it's a lie. I assume it's propaganda. I assume it's just trying to push us in one way or another. And then that's the easiest way you can figure out the truth, is just what is the opposite of what they're saying. So a lot of people have been raising up with alternative media. Our first guest was going to be Anna Nicole with The Flame, theflameusa.com. I would encourage you to go over there. They have a print newspaper, and now they also have The Flame TV. So you can go to theflameusa.tv. We're going to reschedule them. We don't know why we had technical difficulties with them, but we love them, and we're going to bring them back on the show as soon as we can. Julie Beeling has been on the show in the past. She wrote a book called Beneath Sheep's Clothing, The Communist Takeover of Culture in the USSR and the Parallels in Today's America. Julie, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me again, John.
Absolutely. So, what did you think of that? That first segment there with all that mockingbird media?
It's pretty obvious when you see it all laid together like that. But you know, I was duped for many years, and if I hadn't, you know, really delved into my study of Soviet history, I probably would have been duped a lot longer.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things, you know, why the Lord has me where I'm at. Cause again, I was in the military during the Cold War, you know, and I realized, you know, that the Soviets really knew they had to control the state media, both sides. both that and the controlled opposition. So when I came back to America and I saw Fox News, I knew, I was like, guys, this is a controlled opposition. All they're doing is telling you what you want to hear. And, you know, nobody wanted to believe that to this day. Everybody just thinks Fox News is the greatest thing. And now Tucker just got canned. And I mean, there was a lot of Glenn Beck was on there. Bill O'Reilly was on there. A lot of people have left there. And now it seems like they're out telling the truth. And you just sent us over a trailer. Do you want to give us a little intro into the trailer before we show it?
Absolutely. So for those who haven't watched previous interviews, I lived in Russia in the late 90s. I was a missionary. And then I came back to the States and got a dual master's in Russian language and literature and Russian and East European studies. And I wrote my master's thesis on underground Christian movements in the Soviet Union and their survival tactics and the tactics of the Soviet state to stamp them out. And that became the genesis for my book that I published last year, Beneath Sheep's Clothing, that you mentioned. And this is Beneath Sheep's Clothing, the documentary. We're beginning our fundraising for it now, my goals with this documentary, as with my book, is to expose communism for what it truly is, what it does to people, what it does to Christians, looking at the Soviet Union, and then looking at all of the ways those three major anti-religious tactics that the Soviet state used are all in place in America today. And propaganda is one of them. It's one of the three main tactics.
Great. Well, producer, go ahead and run that trailer for us, please.
When communism comes knocking at the door, it says, "Hi, I'm here to liberate you from oppression." It promises a paradise on earth. But the actual fruits of communism are impoverishment, enslavement, and death.
And so what they had to do is they had to rework Marxism. They saw that in the West, that there was this moral bulwark around society that was preventing communism from taking hold. So they're like, we need to go into education, the legal system, into the churches, into the media, and to the family, and rot these institutions from within. That process, that was over a century ago. We see the evidence all around us.
It was created by communists for communist purposes. The ultimate objective was to destroy Christianity. Those were his words.
No, no, no! Not God bless America! God damn America!
Do anything to take back our culture in America, what will be our fate? How much longer do we have?
Julie, that was just very, very well done. And I mean, you know, and my viewers know, I wrote a book in 2006 warning everybody that communism was on the doorstep. And I actually showed them how they did it. And that's what my first American Revolution book does, is it walks right through history. So that's why I love what you're doing and exposing this, what Trevor Loudon's doing and exposing that. Just tell us about your vision for the documentary. What are your plans going forward?
Well, we're looking to raise money for the first phase of the documentary as soon as possible, $100,000. And we have a lot of interviews to record across the country. And we're just, you know, really, I'm really ready to hit the gate and get that going. If we can get funding and get moving, then we can have the documentary by the end of the year. And I have some really unique plans for marketing the documentary that I'm not going to let the cat quite out of the bag yet. But this is really to educate. You know, there's been a huge vacuum. Speaking of propaganda, one thing that we have, it's kind of the opposite of that, is a lack of education of what communism is. And that's not something that was included in my education, my public school education. It wasn't until I was in graduate school and happened to have a former Soviet dissident as my major professor that I really began to understand the true horrors of communism, then of course working on my thesis. So to educate people on that, to show people the game plan, Marxism, you know, people think Marxism is, you know, some kind of economic system. And really what it is a playbook for preparing a society to embrace communism. And Marxism has been retooled from what it was back from when Russia was subverted to communism. It's been retooled for the West. And we have identity Marxism. We have critical race theory, queer Marxism, gender Marxism. And we're really at a late stage. I hate to break it to people, and maybe your audience are already abundantly aware, but we're at a very late stage. I mean, one of the things that I discuss in my book about the treatment of Christians, one of the tactics the Soviets used was the removal of children from families, from Christian families, particularly those who were considered fringe Christian movements, which in the Soviet Union, that was your Baptists and Pentecostals and Seventh-day Adventists. They were at the brunt of most of the oppression in the latter part of the Soviet Union, and they were having their children removed and put in state-run care. Because the justification was the parents were harming their children by teaching them religion. And this law that was just passed in Washington State, it's essentially the same thing, where ages 12 and up, if your child goes into this public school and becomes indoctrinated into Marxist, neo-Marxist gender theory, in that they now believe that they're trans, and they need the gender affirming care. If the parents are not on board with that, the state that in Washington can legally now take those children into their care. They don't have to tell the parents where the kids are, and they can give them their gender affirming care, also abortions, and they'll take kids from any state. This is just unbelievable that this is in the law. Also California, and I think Vermont, there's one other state also that have similar laws now. And people who aren't familiar with this agenda in the schools, with the gender and queer theory agendas, and how this is, the kids are being brainwashed into this using Marxist ideology, it's a huge threat. I live here in the state of Utah, a very once conservative state. The estimate now is that upwards of 40% of high school students here in Utah, including in smaller towns, are now identifying as some alternative sexuality or gender. And I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, and this is why Alex Newman got up and gave a very, very important speech at the first landing event there when Glenn Beck and me and Michelle Bachman and David Barton spoke. And he's like, I mean, he just flat out told him, I mean, if you got your kids in a public school, you are the problem. And that we don't understand that's how they're going to undermine this nation. You think your children are going to be protected somehow when, you know, they work on your mind for 40 hours a week, and you think your little 30-minute Sunday school lesson is going to do anything to that? That stuff is happening now. I just got an alert from the American Family Association of PA. It's called the Fairness Act, HB 300 here in Pennsylvania. And it says, yesterday, HB 300, the bill added sexual orientation and gender identity expression to the PA Human Relations Act, thus equating homosexuality, bisexuality, transgenderism, and any other orientation they can think of with race and ethnicity. So that's exactly what is happening here in Pennsylvania yet. It's now going to the state Senate. And it is. It's communism. It's Marxism. And, you know, now if you denounce any of these things, now they can take your kids from you. They can throw you in jail. They can close your business. I mean, a lot of these things are, I mean, and again, the Christian church who thinks they just need to stay in the four walls and sit there and sing their little hymns for 45 minutes are the most people that are responsible for it. If America falls, it'll be because the Christian church flat out fell on its face.
Well, here's the problem, which I know you know, and we've talked about this in the past. The churches have been infiltrated and controlled. So this is what they did in the Soviet Union. It was the most sophisticated tactic that they derived, and it was later in the last couple decades of the Soviet Union's existence. They actually literally sent KGB agents into the clergy of the churches, and compromised clergy in other ways, there was no church that was not infiltrated. And I'm here to tell you, in America, there is no major church that is not infiltrated to some degree. And what we can do is look at the fruits. And I have a whole chapter on that in my book, and it's going to be laid out in the documentary of the communist infiltration of America's churches. It began over a century ago. It was paid for by the likes of Rockefeller money, where they literally, first they got into the seminaries and began the training the new clergy, up and coming clergy, and subverting them and twisting the doctrines. And the churches are, it's really a sad sight to see that we don't see any major churches calling this stuff out. And many of them are embracing it blatantly. We have drag queen shows in churches, you know, in America in some cases. So it's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were talking and you know, saying, oh no, you know, COVID, all these churches closed down and they'll never reopen again. And I'm cheering. I'm like, good, because none of them have any business being open to begin with. They're not of God. They're of the devil, but quite frankly with you. I mean, when Jesus came, what was one of the things he said to one of the seven churches in Revelation? They're a synagogue of Satan. You know, we don't want to think that Christian churches can actually be a synagogue of the devil. And a lot of them are. You know, you got a rainbow flag hanging outside your church, or you got a drag queen hour, you're not of God. You are absolutely not of God. And the problem is with the Christian, the true Christian church doesn't seem to have the courage to call out the fake Christian church. And that's what's going to turn this thing back. I mean, I'm not even talking just, you know, gay identity and all this other stuff. I mean, even doctrinally, we're not even going to get into many of the false doctrines that permeate the churches. But almost every major denomination in this country is teaching false doctrine that doesn't line up with the Word of God. So you are right. You were right when you said we are at the very, very last stages of a communist takeover.
Yeah. Well, and it really, you know, back to Christianity, it really depends on us. I mean, we still have a large body of believing people in America, not as large as we used to have, but it's up to us as the people to expose this and stand up. And of course, we hope that people in positions of power will wake up and also join that. But we've got to do everything we can as the people. And that's one of the things that I hope to achieve with my documentary, is to mobilize on the grassroots level for people all across the country to be sharing segments of the documentary to really educate people in education and within the churches, especially to a wake up, a very last minute wake up call. We have to wake up anyone that we can.
Yeah, and we really need to just abandon these other churches. I mean, even the Methodists are speaking, you know, are separating right now. We got local churches that are just withdrawing from the main denomination, just with Methodists. But I mean, we need to get away from corporate Christianity, because it seems like they're all broke. All they care about is, you know, money and power and fame and everything else. And they don't really care about speaking the truth. And I mean, I think COVID exposed a lot of it. You know, I heard someone say, you know, a lot of people don't go to church anymore. Well, you can't blame them, because there's very few good ones. I mean, be honest with you. I mean, I'm a theologian. I know the Word of God inside and out. I know what's truth and I know what's a lie. You know, I know the Bible says that there are three types of pastors. There are those that are put there by Satan, there are hirelings, and then there are true shepherds. And the vast majority of Christian churches are run either by the angel of light, you know, masquerading as an angel of light, or a hireling that only cares about his job. And that's where we're at in America. So it's only the shepherds that actually lay their lives down for the sheep. That's what Jesus talked about very, very, very clearly. That's what King David was. That's what Jesus was. And you need to find a shepherd that actually is willing to stick his neck out and lay his life and his job down for the sheep, because we're about ready to be led to the slaughter. And I think a lot of people are going to find that out the hard way.
Yeah, and it's very tricky. You know, the National Council of Churches, it's a major, about half of America's Christian denominations belong to it. And it was deeply subverted, literally, with communists by the mid-20th century. And then there's, as you know, you've seen Trevor Loudon's documentary, there's been major inroads made within evangelical Christianity within the last decade or so, which is horrifying to me. You know, evangelicals have been holdouts, and it's not the people, it's from the top that's trying to encroach on the people. And one of the main things that has been done is confusing, is replacing the gospel of Jesus Christ, which, you know, is that, you know, Jesus is the Savior and we can turn to him, we can become one with him, and he will redeem us from sin and from death, and we follow him and follow his commands. Taking that and replacing it with a social justice Christianity, which de-emphasizes the relationship with God, de-emphasizes any talk of sin, and it's just all about doing social justice work. And it's worked on a lot of people to confuse them. And, you know, there's some really touchy subjects, you know. There are people that have been oppressed and there are people that have been harmed in society, people of different races. And so a lot of people have, you know, out of their hearts, they want to help the oppressed. But if that replaces the connection with God and the, you know, that is a subversion of Christianity.
Yeah. And it's kind of a divine thing. I just got an email as you were sitting there talking, Epoch Times. Kansas has become the first state to adopt a definition of gender with the passage of legislation that keeps men, no matter what gender they identify, out of women's bathrooms, locker rooms, or other intimate spaces. So, I mean, that's really what it's going to take, is and the sad thing is, and I cover this in my book, is how they've taken over the court system, because it doesn't matter if a state legislature does do this, if some judge doesn't like it, he just throws it out and says it's unconstitutional, whether it is or not. I mean, they did it with homosexuality, they did it with gay marriage, they did it with everything. It doesn't matter if throughout the history of the United States of America, none of this stuff can be proven by a court case anywhere. They just make up new rules and they expect the rest of us to go along with it. And that's why we need civil disobedience. You don't have the authority to pass these laws. We have no authority, or we're not obligated, I guess the word I'm looking for, to obey them. And that's the only thing that's going to turn this thing around.
Right. There's one more thing I wanted to mention. You know, speaking of propaganda, you know, that's in the Soviet Union, of course, it was within the schools from the very get-go of setting up public education in the Soviet Union. It was all, you know, obviously promoting communism, denouncing Christianity and religion, and their media, of course, same thing, all the arts. They took over all the arts. Even if you were a poet, if you did not, you know, praise communism in your poetry, you could be, you know, subject to execution. But they also had roving, they also had operatives on the ground. They had people that would go into the factories to do like brainwashing sessions and propaganda sessions with the peasantry and the new factory workers, and, you know, would battle it out kind of in the style of Christian missionaries, except they're communists, you know. And I was really amazed, not shocked, I guess, but I just recently, pull this up, right here where I live in Utah, there's an organization that I just found out about a couple of days ago. They've been around for, I guess, a couple of years, and they call themselves, is it Armed Queers Utah? Hold on just a second here. And let me read the leaflets that they're passing out at a Utah university. Armed Queers, Salt Lake City, they have six principles. The armed and militant protection of queer and trans communities and all oppressed people. 2, the end of capitalistic oppression and exploitation, movement toward a socialist society. 3, their third goal, trans liberation from the gender binary and biological essentialism, not assimilation. 4, housing as a human right and necessity, not to be profited from, put an end to landlordship. 5, abolish police and prisons as they serve as nothing but oppressors. 6, the end of bourgeois. Assimilationist LGBTQ organizations, the start of radical queer and trans organizing. And their logo is a rifle with a rainbow spraying out the end of it.
Yeah, that's insane. Jolie, I always appreciate having you on. Let's schedule you to do this again next month.
Thank you.
Thanks, sister. Everybody else, we'll see you next week. God bless.